John Gomeshi has launched a $55 million lawsuit against the CBC. He claims defamation and breach of trust. It was filed on Monday. And Mr. Gomeshi argues the CBC engaged in, quote, moral judgment about him concerning, quote, again, bondage and rough sex. That's from the Toronto Star story. What are the chances for such a lawsuit being successful? Lior Samfiru joins me. He's a partner at Samfiru Tamarkin Law Firm, Employment and Labor Law, in Toronto. And Lior, good to have you with us. $55 million defamation and breach of trust suit filed on Monday with Mr. Gomeshi arguing the CBC is guilty of making that moral judgment that his liking of rough sex and bondage was inappropriate. He claims everything was always consensual. What has to be met to qualify as defamation and breach of trust? And does his story as we know it qualify?
Well, thanks, Roy. It's a pleasure to be on the show with you. And Roy, first of all, let me say that irrespective of whether Mr. Gomeshi is right or wrong, whether he did something wrong, or whether the CBC was itself right or wrong in letting him go, the lawsuit itself has very, very little or almost no chance of success, simply because as a union represented employee, a bargaining unit employee, one of the things that he did, or every employee does, is gives away the right to sue an employer. The only remedy that's usually available to a bargaining unit employee is the ability to file a grievance through the union with respect to any losses arising from employment. So if he was not a unionized employee, I mean, a lawsuit like that could proceed and would ultimately have to be decided on its merits. But with respect to Mr. Gomeshi, I expect that what we will hear is that the lawsuit will be dismissed ultimately on the basis that he simply does not have the legal standing to pursue it, irrespective of the merits of the allegations. Now, with respect to the claim itself, if that was not an issue, and we have to determine whether the allegations have merits, with respect to defamation, he would have to show a few things. Number one is that CBC made false statements, and false being key, false statements with respect to him, that they knew or should have known would reduce his stature amongst reasonable people in a significant way, and that, in fact, it had that effect. Based on what we know and the CBC, the statement made by the CBC, that they've come to information that allows them or that does not allow them to continue the relationship, I don't see that as having any basis to succeed. And I've always said that the lawsuit is probably more of a bargaining chip used in order to try to resolve his grievance, his union grievance, on more favorable terms.
So he's bound by the collective agreement the CBC has with its unions, and he knew this going in. So, as you say, it was a shot across the bows, effectively. That was the attempt here. What is it that most interests you about this case going forward now? What questions would you have?
Well, you know, the interesting thing for me, when I first heard about this story was when Mr. Gomeshi himself went on the attack last Sunday and announced that he did nothing wrong, that all the relationships were consensual. Well, you know, was CBC right to let him go, assuming everything he said is true? And the conclusion that I reached even at that point, from an employment law standpoint, well, that they probably were right to let him go simply because whether he did something wrong or not, it's going to have a significant impact on them as a business, as his employer, once the story goes into the media, because a lot of people are now not necessarily going to want to listen to Mr. Gomeshi on the radio. Mr. Gomeshi is not working in a mailroom at CBC. He is a very public figure. He is the head of that program. Many people see him as the face, one of the faces of public radio station. And because of that, he has a responsibility to maintain some sort of an image, and that's one of the things that CBC expects from him and requires him to do. Therefore, I have always said that irrespective of what he did, I think that CBC was right to be upset and require that someone as public as him not hurt the CBC with respect to his conduct. Now that it turns out that there's potentially more to these allegations, but based on what we've read in the papers over the past few days, I feel even more strongly that CBC was in a position to let Mr. Gomeshi go and also has a responsibility to its other employees that have filed or that have complained of harassment against him. As an employer, CBC has to protect its employees, and that may also mean that they may have to let go someone that perpetrated acts that are not appropriate. The final thing I'll say is on that point is Interestingly, now we'll want to see what his union actually does. Will he have the support of his union? This could be one of those rare cases when the union itself washes its hands from Mr. Gomeshi and says, well, we're not going to represent you. We're not going to file a grievance on your behalf. Remember, Roy, that as a unionized employee, it's not the employee that decides whether to file a grievance. The union has to do that. And if the union thinks that Mr. Gomeshi did something wrong or that the union itself is going to look bad if it supports Mr. Gomeshi, they may decide not to pursue a grievance, which I can tell you is extremely rare.
All right. Well, we'll follow up with you, Lior, and have you back because this story will continue and it will continue to unravel and unwind. Thank you very much for the time today.
Thank you, Roy.
All the very best. Lior Samfiru, partner at Samfiru Tamarkin LLP, a legal firm in Toronto, employment and labor law specialists.